Here are some sentences for you to study and learn. Use these sentences as guides for writing your own sentences. You should know the pronunciation of the syllables by now and be able to recognize the sound by the character. Another exercise would be for you to turn to the answer page for this assignment and see if you can translate the Cherokee into English.
We'll go into the words that I have given you previously and using them into sentences, and you will note. It may sound like we're going backward in some of these, but that is the way the language is. 9 times out of 10, the subject comes first, and then again, at other times, it comes toward the last, like in this first sentence. I'll go back to that word chicken. Jitaga. Jitaga. I'm going to use that word into sentence. Jitaga. Jigo tiha. Jitaga. Jigo tiha. I see a chicken. Only when you're talking in Cherokee, you bring the subject out. Chicken, I see. Jitaga. Jigo tiha. Jigo wa tiha. The next word, waka. Waka. Gato ga. Cow standing. Waka. Gato ga. Gato ga. That is very easy. Now, speaking of something that is small, little, or baby. Ustii. Ustii. Uwoduha. Now, in this word, it means baby pretty or pretty baby. Ustii. Uwoduha. Uwoduha. The next, ahani jitoga. Ahani jitoga. Here I stand. Here I stand. Ahani jitoga. The next word, field, F-I-E-L-D. Tlogesi. Tagesi. Tlogesi. Tagesi. Field, I am going. Field, I am going. Tlogesi. Tagesi. The next word, agaska. Agaska. Kohi iga. Now we know the first letter, agaska. That's raining. Raining. Kohi iga. Today. Agaska. Kohi iga.
This concludes this exercise.